90 Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. The heartbreaking effect of our trash was discovered recently when a postmortem was conducted on 13 beach sperm whales. The plastic we discard into the ocean often makes its way into the mouths and stomach of sea creatures. And the postmortem of the creatures found ashore in Germany showed their stomachs were full of plastic. The plastic included a 13-meter-long fisherman's net and a 70-centimeter-square piece of plastic from a car. The sperm whales probably didn't die of being poisoned by plastic, however. Scientists thought it was likely they perished from heart failure due to starvation. Animals can inadvertently consume plastic and plastic waste, which causes them to suffer and at worst causes them to starve with stomachs full of debris that they can't digest. Of course, this is not just a one-time occurrence. Six sperm whales were stranded in Norfolk, England last year with the very same plastic-based problem. The key, of course, is for people to reduce our use of plastics and control all our plastic waste so it doesn't get into water and natural areas.
The 90 Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.